Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Marketing and Communications Director for Care and Share, the wonderful Joanna Wise. Joanna, welcome to Afternoon News.
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much. It's great to be able to chat with you today.
And you as well. Exciting stuff going on this month. It's I am just astounded, and you're going to share these details, at how big an impact a whole bunch of people sharing a little bit of resources each can have on hunger in this community.
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of exciting things going on this month. One of those things is our Hunger Action Month match, which I was able to talk to you about a week and a half ago. And so this match is a $50,000 match that the Gill Foundation is providing all throughout the month of September. So for every dollar donated to Care and Share, the Gill Foundation will match up to $50,000. And then that will allow us to secure up to £1 million if we reach our goal. So I talked about this with you last week, and I just went on to our donation portal to take a look at where we're at. We are about halfway to our goal. So we have raised $25,000 so far toward the match, which is really exciting. And we have until the end of the month to be able to reach that $50,000 goal. So for anyone who is interested, they can go to careandshare.org/hungeractionmonth to really be able to help us out this month.
Yeah, like I say, it doesn't take much to have a big impact. And I love the numbers about how many families can $4 or $5 feed.
So with our buying power, for every dollar that is donated, we're able to secure up to 10 pounds of food.
And that will take care of just about three families. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah. So what we're able to do is once we get the food, we can then distribute it to our different partner agencies across Southern Colorado, and then they're able to get it out to families. So it really depends on how many people are in a family, in the amount of food that they're getting. Yeah, but for us to be able to get 10 pounds of food, it's a lot more than what you and I would be able to get when we go to the grocery store to spend $10. So we are really able to stretch every donation that is given to us so that way we can secure more food to be able to get out to families and children who are in need. And we know during this time that we are working hard and we have been busier than ever. So ever since the beginning of March, we have been distributing about 42% more food than we did prior to the pandemic. So the community support is so important to us and it means so much to us, especially during this time.
And one of the things you're doing is reversing food desertification. There, in other words, are things called food deserts in our area. And the east side of Pueblo is a good example of a place where Care and Share found a hole in being able to get food into those places that it's needed in that area. So you're looking to expand there.
Yeah, that is part of our vision, a network of food pantries, and we are kicking it off with our very first Care and Share owned and operated food pantry on the east side of Pueblo. So usually we are a distribution center and we distribute food to other food pantry partners, but we knew that there was a great need in that area and we didn't have a partner. And so we decided after working with community leaders in the Pueblo area that this would be the best way to be able to meet the need on the east side of Pueblo. So our very first food pantry will be opening up by the end of the year, and we'll be serving neighbors in that area.
Extraordinarily exciting news. And that is the kind of work that you are enabled to do when people are willing and able to contribute a little bit, especially in this case, Hunger Action Month. Let's beat this down. Let's not have food insecurity in the Pikes Peak region or Southern Colorado anymore. Care and Share doing an extraordinary job of expanding its network footprint and influence. You've got 240 plus in the network now that you're distributing food to. These are food distribution organizations, and now you are adding your own as well. And again, that's what the community's dollars go to support when they contribute.
Absolutely. And also one of the great ways that you can give back is by donating food to us, especially if you have children and you want to teach them the act of giving back and caring for others. What you can do is donate physical food, shelf-stable food, to our distribution centers. And so we have a huge community-wide food drive going on tomorrow, which is Hunger Action Day. So if anyone is interested in cleaning out their pantries and gathering some food items, we are collecting donations from 8 to 10 in the morning and 3 to 5 p.m., both distribution centers in Colorado Springs and Pueblo.
This is just amazing, Joanna. There's just no end to all your energy, your efforts, and what Karen Scherer is willing to do to end the problem of hunger in our region. It's a wonderful thing, and we have a wonderful community that loves to support you. And so let's make tomorrow Food Action or Hunger Action Day one of the biggest donation days ever. What a great lesson to teach our kids.
Absolutely. It's a great lesson to teach the kids, and it's also a great way to bring the community together, especially during a time when we know that we are going through so much. And so this is a great way for us to be able to lift each other up.
Yeah, you know, in times like this, when we're hurting, sometimes one of the best things we can do, because there's somebody always hurting more than we are, is turn around, reach back, and lift those people up. And in turn, that lifts us up. It's a wonderful thing that we are able to do. One more time, web address and instructions on how to donate.
So if you're interested in Hunger Action Day or Hunger Action Month, you can get all of that information at karenscherer.org/Hunger Action Month.
Joanna Wise, Marketing and Communications Director for our wonderful friends at Karen Scherer, working very, very hard. Thank you once again for another wonderful visit to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you so much.